Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And he's pursuing them with you this day, in this time, and in this season. And we are in a special season, people. We're in that time of the days of awe right now. We're in the month of Elul, which is Teshuvah, a time of returning unto the Lord in our attention to him after a busy summer. He's calling you back. Get your focus on him because we're coming into a new year. Blessed be his holy name. We're coming into the Feast of Trumpets right now. This broadcast is going out over the radio, if that's where you're listening to it, on September 14th, the Sunday, September 14th. And that's 1 week and one day, 8 days till from the beginning of the new year. And this month that we're in right now, Elul, a time to return to God, is to get you ready for the new year, the head of the year. They call it Rosh Hashanah, but it's also called the Feast of Trumpets. It is a feast of the Lord, not just a Jewish feast. It's for all believers. That's why they're called Feasts of the Lord, not Feast of the Jews or feast for the Jewish people. It's Feast of the Lord, and we're coming into the time of Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. We're coming into the Feast of Atonement, also known as Yom Kippur, the considered the holiest day of the new year, and then going forward into the Feast of Tabernacles, which is going to be a celebration like never before this year. Blessed be his holy name. This time of year is laid out by the blowing of the shofar as a reminder. This is the time of Teshuvah. You know, it's a month of divine mercy and forgiveness. Spend some time reflecting on the past year that you're going into. The new year that we're coming into is the year 5786, and it truly is a time of new beginnings. Last year was the year of justice. Justice was reigned. It is a new beginning, starting with justice, and then going forward from there. On our front and center page, you can still read, I believe I'll still have it out there, for the year 5785. But it's, you know, there's a huge number of new believers coming to Christ that have come in this past year, and more are now just starting to join the ranks. And it's, if there was ever a one word given for a year, it was justice, and not just anyone's justice, but God's justice, proved holy by his righteous acts. But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will be proved holy by his righteous act. And that was Isaiah 5 and 16. And as he administers his justice worldwide, our countenance will change through the joy that you experience, while at the same time, the purposely wicked and sinful evildoers will be filled with terror, simply because their gig is up and there will be no place to run and hide, and they will know it. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. And this year, 5786, will truly be the new year of new beginnings for all believers, whomsoever shall believe. So things are looking up. Know that, especially compared to the events happening over the past, four years. Anyway, this year is a new beginning, believer, and you're moving into a new state, a condition where you will fare well, especially in respect to good fortune, happiness, well-being, and prosperity. Remind yourself of his plans he has for you. That's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in the final outcome. And whatever your state of welfare is right now, know you haven't even come close to what his true plans are for you. Do not settle in the current status quo. Do not give up, and keep on keeping on raising your expectations back to his standard designed for you. For surely there is a latter end, a future, and a reward, and your hope and expectations shall not be cut off. That's Proverbs 23:18. I tell you, this is that special time of year. You know, God's always close to you and he's always with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But this is a special time when he's even closer than before. And before we head into the new year in this month of Elul, he's out in the field. You know, he's out there with you, and he's dressed like you dress. And you don't have to deal with all the pomp and circumstance when you go into the throne room to encounter him and have a visitation with him and all the particular types of pomp and circumstance that is around him. You know, we got when you go into where he stands in the throne room, you got the carpet, the throne, the royal robes, the protocol, the language you must use, the awe and magnificence of the palace. But when you're in the field, the king wears he's dressed like you. He wears blue jeans, and so do you. He even greets you with a smile and expresses his delight that you come out to see him. Now it's just you with the king in this month of Elul, in this time of Teshuvah. So draw close to him, people. He's out there for you. You know, think, consider your ways, get after it, and go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So how do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways: touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. tbhm.org. Go to our website, touchedbyhim.org. At the bottom of the home page, you'll find our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Also, you have our phone number, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave the message while you're calling. If you want us to call you back, give us a number in which we can reach back to you with. Also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. Send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. This is a time of great healing. Healing's breaking out with these broadcasts. That's my prayer. Every message that you receive over the airwaves. But now we're in a special time. You know, he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, not one busted, not one disgusted amongst you. You know, but it's only for the believer. You got to press in with him and get after him and go forward with that victory. But so send in, reach out to us with your prayer requests, and we will get after it for you and with you for your victory. Also, let me just tell you this. Our airtime that we rent for radio, if that's how you're listening to it, is only 30 minutes. So, but you, and so we have to interrupt that, our message every week, shorten it to the time that we've rented over the radio. But you can always go to our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Either one of those web addresses will take you to our website. And you can watch radio, or you listen to Radio Week 9/14/2025 on the media page. So when you get to the home page, then look for the media page, click on that, and go there. And you can listen to this broadcast in its fullest form, uninterrupted, and let it minister to you. And if you're in the car listening to this broadcast over the radio, go to the website, stream it. You know, all you truck drivers out there, all you people on the road all the time, you can can stream these broadcasts wherever you are from our website at any time, day or night, 24/7, 365. You know, get after it. That's what the media page was put up there for, so you can listen to these broadcasts. You can listen to several weeks prior to this. I tell you, there's so much going on the messages right now. God is really on the move. Do you think President Trump is moving? The Lord God Almighty, who's orchestrating this great and mighty outpouring of God throughout the entire world, you know, taking the world right now, pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. It's not going to stop now until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. For all of those who listen to this broadcast overseas, you know, be blessed by it. You know, contact us, let us know where you're listening from, and give us something to pray for. We'll do it. You know, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's James chapter 5. So, you know, get after it and let us know what it is that you're needing for, and we'll believe with you. But just right now, if you're believing for a healing as a in the authority of the believer, just reach out and receive it. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. You're healed right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I have no idea what you are up against, listener, but God does, you know, and nothing's impossible for him. He is able to accomplishes every declaration. You are a member of a covenant signed in his blood. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. He was the firstborn again from the dead. That's what we're celebrating. And that healing that he purchased for you on the cross is now available to you. I don't care what it is that you're up against. There's all kinds of things that I can name. You know, there's things that affect your skeletal system, your muscle system, your muscular skeletal system, all of that, your nervous system, all of that from the head to your toes, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You could have mind issues going on right now, brain issues going on right now. It doesn't matter what it is. God can heal it all. Nothing's impossible for him. And all you have to do is receive it right now, believing. You know that he paid the price for you. It's been settled. By his stripes, you are healed. So receive it and go forward. You don't have any troubles, believer. All you need is faith in God. I'm quoting scripture here. I'm not always shouting out the scriptures as they are read, but that what I just quoted was right out of Isaiah chapter 53. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. With faith, all things become possible, you know, and the just shall live by faith. And if you'll settle it that Jesus is Lord, he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords, his name is the name above all names. And when you received him as Lord and Savior, you became a citizen of the kingdom of God. You were translated out of that kingdom of darkness, put into the kingdom of his dear son, and you were raised up, and not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. You were raised up to be seated with him at the right hand of the Father. And when he came back again from the dead, when all hell tried to keep him from being raised again from the dead, they couldn't do it. All power and all authority was given unto him, both in heaven and in earth. And the moment you received him as Lord and Savior, that authority he gave unto you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So wherever your world takes you on any given day, preach the word of the living God. Preach the good news to them. I'm quickly looking up Luke chapter 4 here. That same spirit that was upon Jesus is available to you. He's anointed you to preach the good news to the poor, you know, which means to the poor people, there's only one good news. You don't have to be poor anymore. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Many of you have been shattered by relationships and stuff that have gone on in your life, by family relationships, by love relationships. You've been hurt. You've been shattered. You know, you've been believing in and acting on lies. You know, the problem when you do that is you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going. Don't quit being deceived to yourself. Quit lying to yourself and start going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Preach deliverance to the captives. You know, it's the anointing that destroys the yokes of bondage. And for all of you who aren't born again, you're unequally yoked, and you got to go where the enemy takes you at any given time. But man, once you receive the truth, and Jesus is the truth, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, that anointing, which is God on flesh doing those things flesh cannot do, hits that yoke of bondage when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, believing in your heart and confessing him as Lord with your mouth. That anointing hits that yoke and it destroys it, and you're set free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So you've been delivered, and the recovery of sight to the blind. You may not have been physically blind, but spiritually you've been blinded. Your eyes are opening up for the physically blinded out there. Believe for your sight now. Receive your sight right now in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes are being opened right now. Deaf ears are being opened right now. Hearing is being restored. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Receive it. Just believe on him and go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. He's here to set at liberty all them that have been bruised in every way. You know, we're living victory now. We're seeing victory because justice is falling everywhere. The end of this year has wrapped up 5785. It was a year of justice, and there's much more going on than you know about, and there's much more coming. So get ready to be blessed like never before. And you know, now we're coming into that acceptable year of the Lord, which is the Jubilee. This is the Jubilee. This is your Jubilee, Christian. We're in a new day and a new time. This is a new year, 5786. It's a new beginning for all of you in many, many different ways. Some of you have moved on to heaven. Others have a new life with a new beginning in Christ this year. Get ready, man. Victory's here. Victory is yours. Time to celebrate. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So anyway, go to the media page. Go to the Radio Week 9 set 14, 2025, and listen to the other broadcasts that I leave out there for you. And you know, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we're in that year, September 22nd at sundown, which is a Monday evening, will be the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. It's a two-day celebration. It's also known as the day that no man knoweth. The Feast of Trumpets marks the coronation of a king. He's also this time when he's coming back for us. Jesus is coming back, people, but he's coming back for a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle. I was quickly trying to look up 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. So that trump that you hear, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You know, they're already, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. No need to fear death. The moment you're gone, you leave your body spiritually, the body's dead, but man, you're immediately with the Lord. And he's coming back for the glorious church, people. And so, but he's going to come back with you. The dead in Christ shall rise first. But then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord from that point going forward. So whether you live to the time of the rapture or not, the catching away of the church, you're still going to be with the Lord no matter what. And you can enjoy the time in which we are right here, right now. We've prayed the prayer. The prayer's manifesting everywhere. We've prayed it for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, his kingdom is manifesting everywhere on this earth now, and it's not going to stop. It's just going to keep going. The enemy's going to try to do what he's doing. We still need to stay in prayer and stay after it. You know, humble yourself before the Lord. This is a time of year to really do that. You know, he's close to you. He's closer than ever. So definitely want to humble yourself before him like never before. you know, just make sure that in all you have to do when you believe God, you know, he's got you covered. I don't care what it is that you're up against. I don't care what report you got this week that was bad news. You trust in him. He said, because you've set your love upon me, I'll be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will honor you with long life. I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. To me, he's become everything, you know, like that song says, he's the first, he's the last, he's the future, he's the past. To me, he's become everything. And when he gets like that to you, man, you're going to live victory. You know, James 5 says, confess your faults one to another, pray for one to another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's why I tell people to go to our website, pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. That's our prayer mailbox. So call, you know, send in your prayer request there. And, you know, if it's not, hasn't been working out for you, you know, and you've been out there and living life and going forward with your life and haven't given much, but you all of a sudden, you know, you haven't been reaping much, you know, consider your ways. You know, so your house is well, you know, furnished and looking nice, all of that. For all of you out there who have turned away from the righteous way of doing things, God's way, you know, and you're still giving much, but reaping little. It's time for you to consider your ways. You know, that's the prophet Haggai. You know, one of the H brothers, Haggai, Habakkuk, Hosea. Is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your furnished houses, well-furnished houses, and my house lies in wait, asks the Lord. Now, therefore, says the Lord, this is Haggai 1, starting with 4, now I'm in verse 5. Now, therefore, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You know, if you need his help, you know, start doing things his way. He is the way, people. There's no other way. You turn away from righteousness, you've just given up on your salvation. You know, but the sinner can turn to righteous ways and start doing things God's way, and he'll honor you. You've sown much, if you've and brought in little, this you know, consider your ways. If you eat but you have not enough, consider your ways. You have, if you drink, but you're not filled with drink, consider your ways. If you're clothed, yet you, but there's no warmth, consider your ways. And he that earns wages, earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. If you work harder than you've ever worked before and there's still not enough to go around, consider your ways. God's trying to get your attention here. You know, but it can, and the Lord's, he wants you to know. This is all you need to know, people. Haggai 1 chapter or verse 13. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, and I'm saying this to you right now, people, I am with you, says the Lord. So that's all you need to know. You don't have any trouble, people. All you need is faith in God. That's a famous statement made by an evangelist that's gone on to be with the Lord a long time ago. His name was R.W. Schombach. I just love to listen to that man. And you know, he did so many great miracles. God did so many great miracles through him and used him as a vessel of God. And you know, I heard from people who have gone up to heaven and came back to give a report that when R.W. got there, he's still in the throne room. He hasn't come back out of it, as far as I know of yet. Maybe he has, but he went up many years ago, and I can remember when he went up, you know, some of us are saying, what a party must be going on up there with him being there, and yet, you know, and then he went to the throne room, and he never came out, man, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and he's up there with the Father, and you better know it. He was the one that says all you need is faith in God, and that's so true. That's all you need right now, people. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. This is a time in which we're living in, you know. God's asking you, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? You want to turn things around financially, start giving to God and his kingdom's work in tithes and offerings. offerings, he says. That's Malachi 3, verse 8. And then in 16 and 17, in the time we're in right now, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that had deep, earnest, reverent respect for the Lord, who he is, what he can do, what he's done, what he's going to do, and that thought upon his name. And man, when you're thinking upon his name in this time, you're going to have victory, people. And there's a book that's open. It's called the Book of Remembrance, and that book is open for you. And in that day, when you start doing that and you start thinking about him and looking forward to an opportunity to give unto his work and his kingdom, he's going to bless you. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, people that do that. And in that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them. And as a man spares his own son that serves him, I tell you, man, God's for you. And he's gonna prosper you this year like never before. My prayer for all of you who are listening is that you'll be written down in that book of remembrance for a good year. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's Proverbs 13. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So get ready, man, to be blessed in 2020, in the year 5786, which begins at sundown on September 22nd. In the year of the world 2025, but in the year of our Lord it's 57, or in the year on the Hebrew calendar it's the year 5786. So embrace yourself, get ready, this time in which we're coming for. I was mentioning the scripture out of 1 Thessalonians 4, that Feast of Trumpets. We're living in that time right now. Wow, what a time to be alive, you know. 5786, what a time, what a new beginning. It's a fresh start, believer, and rejoice and be glad in that. Know so much, you know, that how blessed you are. Watch all the things. It's such a joy to listen to all the things that are going on. Our President Trump's doing so many things, all the different leaders of the world that are working with him and going forward with the Lord. This is the Lord's operation. You know, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is the name above all names. You know, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is the anointed one, and there's no substitute for that. But that same anointing is also available to you, believer, to do the same things, to remove those burdens and destroy those yokes of bondage. So if this message doesn't get you excited, something's wrong here. Your wood is wet, you know, dry out, and let's get forward. And this is the time of year to get going forward with it. So I'm trying to comfort you here in this new year that's coming. You should be excited. For all false religion, you're in trouble. You know, the wicked, I was thinking about Proverbs 13. Let me just quickly turn over there. You don't want to be a part of any of that, I'll tell you. Let me get there. Proverbs 13. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So get ready. I'm just going to quickly scroll down this. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. You know, God, it's the sower who sows the word. Where you are in your life right here and right now is exactly because of what you have believed in and acted upon. People don't accept that when I tell them that, but it's the truth. You know, you reap what you sow, and it's not because other people have said it, it's because God himself has said it. He that keeps his mouth keeps his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. You know, do what he tells you to do. Say what he tells you to say. Don't do what he tells you not to do. Don't say what he tells you not to say. And therein lies your victory. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. You know, a man who lies is a wicked man. He's a twisted man. You know, the words that he speaks, you know, the problem when you believe in and act on something, it always bears results. But when you believe in and act on lies, it takes you someplace else than where you thought you were headed. And that's what, you know, you don't want to be connected with any of that. So always, and if you don't know what to speak, disciple yourself. You know, seek first the kingdom of God, his ways of doing things. That's Matthew. Go forward with that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Disciple yourself by doing what he tells you to do. Study his word. Do it daily. And his word will, when you do that, his word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Righteousness keeps him that is upright in the way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. That's Proverbs 13, verse 6. But wickedness overthrows the sinner. And that overthrow is going on all over the world right now. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. And there is that maketh himself poor, yet has great riches. You know, and the giver will always be blessed because you can't outgive God. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's Matthew, again, that's what's it? Matthew chapter 6, verse 38, I believe. So, anyway, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor hears no rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. And there's a lot of light being put out right now, man. The lamps are going out quickly, more so than ever before. Oh, for the state of Colorado, the people that are over there in Denver and all the unrighteous in every county here in the state of Colorado. Get ready, man. There's a great shaking coming that's going on. There's great things being revealed. Not great, so great for the wicked, but God's doing his part for our sake. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked is being put out. Only by pride comes contention. But the well-advised is wisdom. God's word is wisdom, I'll tell you. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. Get out there and get going. You know, it's the diligent. It's the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know, the tortoise wins the race because he's out there doing it daily. Consider your ways, people. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. The desire that's coming right now when you wake up and you hear the news today, it's a tree of life. Again, read Proverbs 13. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And nothing that was made without the Word of God. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. So, and whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. But he that fears the word shall be rewarded. And that word fear means deep, earnest, reverent respect. Well, be obedient to it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Do what it tells you to do. Say what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it tells you not to say. And in that, you will have good success. His word will go before you and make your way prosperous. The word of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding gives favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Don't go that way. Jesus is the way. Do it his way, and you'll have the victory. Every prudent man deals with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, but a faithful ambassador falls into health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regards reproof shall be honored. Look at all the wealthy that are crying out right now and that are all going down. You know, what will they have in the end? You know, but an 8x10 cell to spend the rest of their time in. They turn their back on everything that God was trying to do and tried to work against it. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Turn away from evil, people. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for just. There is a great end time wealth transfer going underway. This year, 5786, is going to be a year for that. Mark where you're at financially and watch God do his part. By the end of 5786, you're going to be blessed like you never knew you were going to be. Get ready out there, man. God's doing his thing. So the righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. There'll never be enough for them. God's on the move, people. He's doing an awesome thing. This is year 5786. You know, it's a new year. We're coming up to it, so get ready. Receive it. Enjoy it. study it more for yourself. The Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the year 5786. For the believer, it's going to be a good one. For the world, it's going to get worse. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.